Sciatica could be a lovely flower. It's mellifluous, unlike scabious, say, which sounds like a skin disease. But sciatica is pernicious, the downfall of well-being. The longest nerve in the body has become squeezed between two bones, and that missing bit of cartilage will never come back, no matter how much pulverized shark you eat. I spent the best summer of the century suffering a vicious bout of sciatica. Very difficult to shake off. It coincided exactly with 3 months of heat and light, shorts and tans, smiles and possibilities. For other people, my summer was drab, desultory as a Shannon debate. Objectively, I know the Grim Reaper is out there in the middle distance. I just hadn't expected Our Lady of Dolors to settle in so soon as the warm-up act. 60 years old and with boundless confidence in science, it was a shock to me to find that pain, all pain, had not been conquered. I couldn't sit, stand or lie down without constant pain in my left leg and buttock. I was a walking ache, except I could barely hobble. My carefully planned trip to Naples, a longed-for visit to Pompeii and Herculaneum, was in jeopardy. How could I walk around the sights, enjoying other people's mortality, when I could hardly walk to the bus stop?